Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
He is the greatest fighter of all times, next to me.
Darkest of night with the moon shining bright. There's a set going strong, a lot of things going on. The man of the hour has an air of great power. The dudes have envied him for so long. Oh, super fly.
Right now, my next guest is the Superfly of boxing. No question about that. The world super middleweight champion last night punctuated that title with a knockout TKO in 10 after dropping Chad Dawson, the light heavyweight champion, is 175 pounds, who dropped down to 168 to challenge Andre Ward. Dropped him four times, won a TKO in 10. The 2004 Olympic gold medalist, what can I say? A great person, a great husband, a great fighter, a great father, and a great role model. Lots of greats there, lots of accolades. Andre Ward, congratulations.
Pedro, good to be on with you. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, man. How you feeling?
I feel good. I'm a little sore, but that's to be expected coming off of, you know, a fight that lasted 10 rounds. But I feel great, man. I'm happy with the performance. And, you know, what else can I say?
Okay. I explained this to you before, and we've went over this before, but Ray Leonard once told me that in order to become a great fighter versus a good fighter, you've got to take risks. You've got to gamble once in a while. Last night, you looked like you were ready to play some five-card stud as soon as the first bell rang, and you looked like you won every hand.
You know what? I mean, I think that's a perfect assessment because, I mean, when you have a certain skill set, it is easy to kind of lay back and get comfortable winning decisions and not really take that extra risk to get a guy out of there. And really, that's there's no other way around it. You're going to have to, I'm not saying stick your chin out, but you're going to have to take extra risk. You know, let your hands go and basically, you know, fight in the lion's den, so to speak, in order to land the type of shot that you need to land to get a guy out of there or hurt him. And that's what we did last night.
All right, so why the change in strategy then? I mean, you were, I won't say a safety-first fighter, but you were always thinking one step ahead of you. Last night, you seemed like throw caution to the wind.
Well, you know what? I mean, I think I was still smart last night. It's just, you know, I knew what I needed to do with Chad. I mean, I've always tried to get my best in every fight, Pedro. I bring it in every fight, but every fight's not going to end like that. So, and I understand that as a fighter, but as I mentioned before, you know, just becoming a great finisher is like the last piece of the puzzle, I think, for me personally, that I'm trying to work on. And you can't really teach that. That's an instinct. That's instinct. You got to be able to smell when it's time to step it up and step it up at the right time in order to get a guy out of there, knock him out, or get a TKO.
Okay, now Chad Dawson's out of the way. The 168-pound division boils down to you and Carl Froch, and you licked him like a stamp when you guys fought. So that's really not a big fight there. It might be a big rematch over in Europe or something like that, but as far as right. American fight fans are concerned, they're going, yes, Carl Froch's an okay fight. You know. So what would you like to do right now? In other words, if you had to pull a name out of a hat, what name would you pull?
Well, you know, I really don't know.
Putting you on the spot.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think you know, just right in front of me, I think the winner of Martinez, Chavez Jr., and more realistically, Chavez Jr., because Martinez has made it clear he's not coming up, and it's not going to be safe for me to go beyond or go below 168. So it would have to be a Chavez Jr. Or somebody like that at the moment, or maybe a move up to 75.
Okay, but all right, now Chavez Jr., Julio, we're talking with Andre Ward, folks, the world super middleweight champion, 168-pound champion. Larry Merchant said on this show just a week ago that he is the second boxer behind the great Floyd Mayweather as far as pound for pound is concerned, as far as American fighters are concerned. Now 26-0, 15 KO, still holder of the WBC and WBA 168-pound titles. Now, you talk Chavez Jr., and because he's a big money fighter, I mean, he's the one that's bringing the pay-per-view butts to this Martinez fight, no question about that. The Mexican-Americans and the Mexican Nationals be turning that pay-per-view crank in both countries. But odds are Martinez is going to win this, right?
I don't know, Pedro. I don't know. I think a lot of people think that Martinez is just going to outbox him and maybe stop him. But, you know, Chavez is a big boy. He's a lot bigger than Martinez. And, you know, I can see this fight going either way. But I'll be in the building Saturday night in Las Vegas.
Okay. When you went to bed the night before last, okay, did you get any sleep the night before the fight? Did you get much sleep?
the night before the fight, I normally sleep like a baby because I've hydrated my body. I've gotten everything I need to get back in me, so I feel good. I rarely sleep well the day of the fight. I more or less just lay around rather than take naps because my mind is constantly working, going over what I need to do, envisioning what I need to do. So, yeah, man, that's kind of how it works. The night before is great, but the day of, man, I'm just kind of amped and ready to go.
Okay. 2004, most of the media, no, take that back, all of the media except myself thought that, you know, you weren't going to be able to win at 178. You were too small to win at 178. Then after a couple of preliminary fights, there were people saying that you weren't going to win the world title, that that wasn't going to happen. Then they said once you got in the tournament, you were going to be exposed at that point in time. Then he ended up winning the Super 6 tournament, of which I finally got my bet on. Bodog finally paid off on that about a month ago. But the bottom line is you've been the underdog as far as all these tournaments are concerned. Now you're a prohibitive favorite over everybody you fight. Where do the metamorphoses take place? When and how?
I don't know. I think like you said, you know, Pedro, it just kind of happens, man. I don't know. That's a great question. When and how? Because in my mind, and I don't know if this is just me playing tricks with myself, but I always feel like, you know, that there's something to prove. I just always have that chip on my shoulder. I mean, even in this fight, people told me, 3-1 odds, you're favorite. I don't bet. I don't even know how the odds work. I don't even care about that stuff. I'm oblivious to it. And my mind is always locked in and always find something that my opponent said or that someone said that's out there that'll make me feel like, wow, okay, they don't think I can do it. So that's kind of my mindset, but that's a tremendous question. That's a great question. I can't answer that.
You know, your performance last night was excellent, no question about that. And then I watched Vitaly Klitschko yesterday struggle to defend the WBA or WBC heavyweight title against Shim Shmo. But the bottom line was your skill set is probably, like you and Floyd Mayweather, are probably leagues away from the rest of the fighters in boxing right now. Where does that put you as far as your ego is concerned? Do you sit back at some point in time and say, damn, I really am a great fighter?
Not me, Pedro. Not me. I'm telling you the honest truth, man. I'm not really impressed with myself like that. You know, and what I mean is even though we did what we did last night, I don't feel that way. I feel like a guy like Floyd Mayweather, I feel like the game comes easy to him. Like he's a guy that can take 2 years off and then come back and, you know, it looks like he took no time off. I don't feel like I'm that guy. I feel like I'm the guy that has to work his tail off to be successful. And I'm not saying that Floyd doesn't, but I just think Floyd has a lot more natural ability and gifts, and I feel like I got to work a lot harder to get to where I'm at. So that's what keeps me in the mind frame of you're not there yet.
8 years removed from the gold medal in Athens, of course, the gold medal winner at 178 pounds. 8 years, you've had your ups and downs. You've had some injuries. You've hurt your knee. You've broken your hand. You've had your trials and tribulations, and yet you're still unbeaten.
Yeah, Pedro, you know, that's really in any sport, man. If you follow sports like I know you do and a lot of other fans do, I mean, that happens, man. Guys have injuries. I mean, I've been abusing my body since I've been 9 years old. I mean, you know, people look at the number, they look at my age, and say, "Oh, you're a young man." But I'm a seasoned 28. I've been at this a long time, so that kind of stuff is just part of it. But overcoming it is the key. And if you can overcome those times, man, I think they make you stronger. And my trials and tribulations in the ring and out of the ring have certainly done that for me.
Couple more questions for Andre Ward. Okay, when was the last time you pushed a car around in a Hayward Shopping Center parking lot?
Not in Hayward, but we pushed it on 24/7. It just didn't make the cut. They didn't show it, but we gave them a glimpse of what we do with the truck on 24/7.
It's a truck. It's a truck. You're pushing a truck.
It's literally a truck in neutral, and I have to move it.
Andre Ward's our guest now. Talk to me about the family. Every time I talk to you, you've got a new addition to the family. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, you do. I mean, you obviously, as I said, a great father and a great husband and a great role model, especially for the city of Oakland and African-American youth in general, just youth in general. Forget the ethnic tag, but for youth in general, okay? How many kids do you have now, and what was the latest? Was a boy or a girl?
Pedro, we've been over this before, man. Me and my wife got 4 kids, and we're done. That's it.
Well, you told me that after 2, I think.
We're finished. We're done. We're happy with our family. 4 is a good number, and we're moving forward.
Okay, Andre Ward's our guest. Andre, when do you think you'll fight again? Do you have any idea? Will it be this year? Will it be next year? What's happening?
Well, I definitely feel like we're going to be more busy than you know, we're going to be a lot busier than we have been. So, obviously, rest up, heal, and sit. We'll probably be talking about this sometime next week. So I'm looking at the next 4 or 5 months for sure.
Okay, last question for you. Saul Alvarez, Canelo, they call him, the WBC 154-pound guy, is taking on Joacito Lopez, 140-pounder who broke Victor Ortiz's jaw about a month and a half ago. I think this is a big size mismatch, but is Alvarez that green? Is he so green that they're scared to put him in with somebody? Is that what's going on here with Alvarez, Andre?
Yeah, I'm not sure about what his team is thinking, but you know, I like Lopez a lot. Obviously, a lot of heart, a lot of grit, a lot of determination. But I don't like this fight from the standpoint of the weight differential, especially the night of the fight, because it's going to be significant. And the type of style that Lopez has, it's not like he's a slick boxer where he can maybe neutralize the side. He's coming, you know, it's 2 Mack trucks coming at each other, and 1 truck is bigger than the other. So from that standpoint, I don't like it, but I think Lopez has always got a shot with the kind of heart that he possesses. And I don't know what Alvarez's team is trying to do. I know that when you have that strap and you got the kind of buzz and following that he has, you know, you got to be ready to fight everybody.
Okay, you were the headliner, the main event for HBO Championship Boxing last night. That was the first time ever for you. Was that an unusual feeling? Was that something special or what?
You know what, it was really a big deal for me. I mean, the support that I had from the city, I mean, the weigh-in was just unbelievable. I mean, I'd never had something like that here in the city. The exposure that HBO had given me and Chad leading up to this fight was unprecedented in my career up to this point. But it's a fine line that the athlete, the performer, has to walk, and that's not to get caught up in the moment, you know, to kind of stand back and be a spectator. I have to fight to stay in the moment so I don't get caught up. And I think I did a good job of that, you know, leading up to the fight and even the night of the fight. Looking back now that all is said and done, man, I couldn't ask for more.
Okay, here's a question for you. Just came in on email. Billy's sending us from Richmond. Billy, you can't vote in Oakland. Andre, will you run for mayor against Gene Kwan?
Will I do what?
Would you run for mayor against Gene Kwan? Billy from Richmond, California. Billy, you can't. You're not even registered in Richmond. But he's asking you to run for mayor against Gene Kwan.
No, I absolutely not. She would beat me hands down.
No politics. No politics in your future.
Yeah, not against Mayor Kwan, not against anybody.
Nah, not even later, like when boxing days are over. Do you have any ideas of possibly returning to a formal or you know, being a formal force in the church or something like that? I mean, what do you envision after boxing's over with? Because I'm going to be honest with you, I think you've got about 2.5-3 years left, and Andre Ward's going to say goodbye unbeaten.
Yeah, those words make people. May come to be prophetic, you know.
Hey, listen,
plan, Pedro, is probably threefold, man, and I'll keep it real simple.
All right.
You know, I would love to have a headset on and a stick in my hand working for you know, a network one day. I'm serving in my church now, and I would love to do that, you know, in a bigger way once my career is over and I have more time on my hands, and then obviously raising my beautiful family. Those are the things that I really have my eyes set on in the near future.
Great father, great husband, great role model, great fighter. He is Andre Ward, the son of God, of course, of Oakland, California, the world super middleweight champion right here on Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. That's the Tower of Power. They're from Oakland as well. Wishing Andre Ward. Today is Andre Ward Day. Congratulations, my brother.
Thank you, Pedro. Anytime, bro.
All right, the greatest fan right now, going pound for pound, him and Floyd Mayweather are toe-to-toe. Who's the best? Well, Floyd's getting old. Andre's coming into his prime. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Little Lenny Williams, only so much oil in the ground. I paid $4.70 for a gallon of gas the other day.